Earth Day is rapidly approaching us, and as we all know, I did a special piece on the movie about global warming called An Inconvenient Truth last year, and you all gave it rave reviews, so I figured I'd follow up on that series with An Inconvenient Ride. And here from the Windows Live Search team to talk to us about An Inconvenient Ride is Dina Fuller. Dina, thank you for taking some time to talk to us, and a couple other special guests who we'll get to momentarily. Let's start at the beginning. What is An Inconvenient Ride?
An Inconvenient Ride is a ride that's going to be about 5,200 miles, where six kids from West Seattle are going to basically day for day ride about 250 miles at a minimum. And what they're doing each day is they're going from town to town, from Washington, D.C. to Seattle, talking about how kids can take on big challenges and make a difference.
So that's almost cross country.
Yeah, and actually it's not even the fastest way to get across country. They're going to D.C., and because of weather and just cities that they're aligning with, they're going to be going south. Okay. So they're going from Washington, D.C., they're going all the way down south, across Texas, through Death Valley, up through California, and all the way to Seattle.
That's right. Now, you said ride. They're not riding Harleys, boys and girls. They're riding just regular old bicycles. Are these their own bicycles from the garage? Did someone donate these bicycles?
Yeah, they've had a lot of sponsorship. They were training on their own bikes, but...
Can you imagine a little six-year-old training?
Yeah, exactly. But they actually had mountain bikes. So not a lot of kids had road bikes. Yeah. And so Redline Bikes and a distributor, a shop in West Seattle, put the bikes together. And so they actually have road bikes now, which is going to be a lot faster.
Awesome. And now you mentioned some sponsorship. That's actually why we're here right now, because your team, Live Search, is a sponsor. Explain to me that process and how that went down.
Well, our team has been interested in doing some charity community events, and so in knowing that, I relayed this project to them and said, would you be interested in this community project that's actually going to span the entire country? Yeah. And, you know, it was worth Earth Day, and the group got really excited about it. It's hard not to get excited when you see six kids.
Yeah, and look, you say kids. These are children. What's the age range here?
Well, so the entire project is both funded by high school kids and elementary kids. And they've worked together on some green space projects in West Seattle. And it's a combination. So in the ride, there's going to be five high school kids that are 15, 16, 17, and then one 10-year-old.
Who happens to be?
My daughter.
Yeah. You're a brave soul. And so you've got this little 10-year-old out on the side of the road. What sort of supervision and food? And how are they going to make it?
Well, they've actually done a really good job with this. The teacher who set it up is very, very thoughtful. He actually has a couple of support vehicles, because you obviously want people there behind your kid. If they break down, you don't want them to take a wrong road.
Get a flat, bust a chain.
Yeah, get hungry. So they actually are going to always have somebody there protecting them. And they'll even do things like have a car go in front or behind them to make sure that they're just safe. That they don't get hit or anything. So they'll always have somebody there. And when you're not on the road, well, you're out doing a whole bunch of media events, talking to the cities that they're going to go to, and spreading the message about how kids can make a difference.
And what about their schoolwork, Mom?
They have to do it. They're doing that.
And they gotten their assignments sent to them ahead of time?
They've gotten all of their assignments, and as you'll hear from a lot of them, extra assignments.
Woo!
Yeah, so a lot of them have to do full reports and portfolios of the ride. They all have to do a blog press every night because people are tracking and want to know what they're up to. Really want to get into the head of, like, well, what does a 16-year-old kid think of day five on the road riding?
And now, you said it was 23 days, right, starting Sunday?
Isn't that right? It's they start the 31st, and they're back in Seattle on the 22nd.
Beautiful. And now one of the big things, the big message to get out there is they want to be spreading the word and, you know, and spreading, sharing information. What about the fundraising? Is there money being collected for this?
Yeah. I mean, as you can imagine, getting all of the kids and the chaperones back, it takes a lot of money to get the kids back. And
enter Microsoft.
Yeah, exactly. And just things like food and where you sleep at night. It really is a lot of money. And they're being really resourceful. They have sleeping bags and tents in case we don't have enough money to sleep out. But
are you going on the ride with your daughter?
I am. I'll be there for half of the trip. My husband will be for the first half, and I'll be there for the second half.
Awesome. Well, I love it. What about private people at home if they want to help contribute? Is it too late? Can they still send in a couple bucks?
Oh, yeah, they totally can. If they're here, at work, they can contact me. My alias is Dr. Fuller. And
this is nation. This is worldwide.
Oh, well, and then that would be go to we have a website called The Inconvenient Ride.
Okay.
So we can give you that URL. And
yeah. Yeah. We're going to write up all the information next year, give you all the links of where you can go and learn more, possibly start an inconvenient ride in your neighborhood. But right now, let's talk to some of the stars. Let's meet the kids. All right, what's your name?
Sydney.
Sydney what?
Sydney Fuller.
Sydney Fuller. How old are you and what school do you go to?
I'm 10 years old and I go to Gatewood Elementary.
My name is Tim and I'm 17.
I'm Jacob Kenny, 15 years old, Chief South High School.
And one of only two females on this ride in the Seattle group. What's your name and how old are you?
My name is Allie Sturia. I'm 15.
And now for a man that I look up to. Get it? What's your name and how old are you?
I'm Tyrone Haldil, and I am 18 years old.
Well, I was concerned about the environment because I thought that there was like a lot of pollution going around and things weren't going so well. So I thought we could help the environment.
Are you concerned about the environment? Is it, you know, pollution and global warming something that is a cause dear to you?
I am really, really concerned. Actually, I've always been an advocate of this kind of stuff, and yeah. I always do an extra effort to do whatever I can.
And we feel that if we get the younger generation, then their kids will be involved in the environment, and it'll just create a ripple effect that'll create.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. And was there a selection process, or does anyone sign up who wants to help?
Oh, obviously, you've got to be in some form of good shape and able to bike this.
Now, a lot of people out there in the world, I don't know who, but some people think of Microsoft as this big, evil conglomerate monster that just wants to take over the world. What were your initial thoughts when you said, oh, God, Microsoft's going to sponsor our bicycle ride?
First of all, I don't think you guys are a big monster. That's Apple's job, right? Microsoft, it's global. Everyone knows about it. I thought it was good. I thought it a lot of publicity.
All right. Well, what do you think? What do you think the students in your class who don't get to go on the ride? Do you think they're jealous of you, or why didn't they join?
I think some of them might be jealous, and some of them might be happy for me. And yeah.
And would you do this next year?
Yes, I would.
Have you been in the gym working on your fitness?
Oh, yeah, I feel like Rocky Balboa right now.
Okay, and are you ready to go? What about snacks? What about your Zune? You bringing your Zune? You can say iPod.
iPod.
I'm glad that we can show people that bike riding is the first step that you can take to go ahead and stop, like, this process. Not so much stop, but, like, you know, slow down the process. But, yeah, and so
awesome.
It's great.
Thank you very much. Laptops, A-okay.
Anyone who wanted to sign up could, but we had to take a test to make sure that, like, yeah, just make sure that we knew what we were talking about and that we wouldn't set a bad example of Chief South High School and Seattle.
That's awesome. Congratulations and good luck on your ride. All right, everybody, there you have it. That is an inconvenient ride showing that Microsoft and the community can join together to make for a better Earth Day. So get out there and support an inconvenient ride.